About your mother, what did she keep her coins in?
I believe it. Well, of course, we men just call it ordinary pocketbook. I believe the ladies call it coin purse. Well, I remember it.
And if she put something on her arm here, what would you call that?
Other than a wristwatch, you mean?
No, just something for looks. No.
Oh, a bracelet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness, yes. They have to have bracelets and earrings.
Yeah.
Those look good, yeah.
How about those things around their neck? Used to be on a string. I guess now they aren't anymore.
Well, they're necklaces. Sure.
Call those anything else?
Yeah, I believe they call them, what are they? Now, listen, I'm going to get tangled up on that.
No, you aren't. Stringer beads, or?
They call them, stringer beads. Well, what's this hair piece they use up here? What do you call that?
Oh, goodness, now you've got me.
Well, I'm tangled up on that.
Barrette?
Barrette, now. I was trying to get the barrette around your neck, but that wouldn't work. That's what I was about to tell you.
Have you ever heard these things around their neck called a pair of beads?
I never heard that. That's a new term to me.
That's pretty unusual.
Well, we didn't use it. Happened to nothing in my community.
And if they go out in the rain, one of those things they can hold over their heads?
Oh, yes, an umbrella or parasol. Either one.
And the thing that they put on over their dress when they're going to cook?
That's the, what do you mean, a raincoat?
No, just if they go in the kitchen, they're going to fry a chicken or something, and they got on a Sunday dress. And
they still use them, do they not?
Sure.
House coat? No, it wouldn't be a house coat. It'd be a, I don't remember. What are they?
Apron or apron?
Oh,
or?
They have apron. Aprons come from the waist down.
I don't know. I think my wife's got one that hits her right about here.
Would she call it an apron?
Yeah.
Up there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's new to me because I always thought of an apron just being around the waist from there down.
To
keep the dishwater off as to wash the dishes.
And on a woman's dress, what do you call a part that, is down at the bottom and tucked up underneath and then stitched?
Now, you know, you're getting me in kind of deep water there. I don't know a lot about women's clothes.
Oh, you might have it on your shirt, too, down at the bottom part. Like this, where that's
Well, that's an ordinary seam, would it?
Yeah.
Have you got another name for it?
Hem?
Hem, yeah. Oh, everything's hemmed, you know. It has to be, or your cloth would be no good if it wasn't hemmed.
Just ravel all
out. It'd ravel all out.
What did you do if you lost a button and your mother didn't have time to sew it on?
We just simply had to have safety pins. Everything in was used with pins, with safety pins. You know, we had plenty of safety pins then, of children.
Yeah.
And of course, we had to have the safety pins and for the diapers, you know, for the children. And they kept them, they kept lots of them. And you know, in those days, we raised a lot of children.
Yeah.
You may not believe it, but in the country where I was raised, there is less than half as many people as there was 40 years ago.
Is that right?
That's right. In the community I'm talking about, where I was raised, there's less than half as many people as there was 40 years ago. They're in town, they're somewhere, but they're not, they've left the farm, you know. All those big families we used to have, there is no such thing anymore.
Yeah. Is the same amount of land under cultivation now?
They live in town and drive back and form it. Same amount of land and more land under cultivation. Every morning here, with that road right out there is full of farmers. They get up real early and take off the farm, go to work, and work all day and come back into town.
That's different, isn't it?
It's different.
Gosh. Specialized farming. They don't have to be out there with
that
children.
That particular was to get the, if they had children, get the benefit of the town schools and the churches.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they get the benefit of, now then, of course, you understand, the farm can be as modern as a town if they want to make them so.
Yeah.
With the ordinary low-pressure gas and electric lights run all over the country.
Pumps,
electric pumps, power pumps. But many of them moved off before.